Walking through her yard, Linda Lynch points to where the Pegasus pipeline is buried and where crews worked in the months after the spill on March 29th.
It runs right through Robin's backyard, that white house right there, and her front yard, and right across here. They took tore her whole fence down and dug her whole yard up, and they said that she wasn't inconvenienced, so they weren't going to pay her anything.
She and others who live on Snug Circle are upset that the only residents who were evacuated were those within the Northwood subdivision and two pregnant women nearby. Lynch's home is about 300 yards away from the site of the rupture, across a thicket, but says she was not contacted by Mayflower police, state officials, or ExxonMobil. She didn't learn about it until about 2 hours later while at a church on her street.
We went inside the fellowship hall, which is right behind our church, to start working on our stuff. And I walked out of the door and I gasped for breath. I'd been in there like 45 minutes. And from the time I walked in and the time I walked back out, 45 minutes, the air was so thick. I mean, you've heard that old saying, you cut it with a knife. It was bad. I mean, you couldn't even take a breath.
That day, another resident on her street, Barbara Bogard, had similar problems breathing while at a store less than 100 yards away from the route that more than 100,000 gallons of oil traveled to the marsh along Lake Conway. Bogard recounted a family member's experience at a town hall meeting in the days after the spill.
My mother-in-law went up to the meeting, they had a town meeting, and asked a bunch of questions, wanted to know about, you know, the health risk, and, you know, it's breathing, all that, and they told them, Exxon stood right up there and told everyone that it was fine to continue on as normal, and so we did.
The concern by the Snug Circle residents grew as the days passed and work continued on cleaning up the spill. Ann Jarrell kept bees in her backyard just about 300 yards away from the site of the rupture. She contacted the state plant board about concerns over her dying bees.
They sent someone out that night. We have to wait till night till all the bees are back in the hive and, you know, close them in, and then they evacuated them out of the area. So that should have been a clue to me. Maybe I shouldn't be here either.
Jarrell says she was frustrated with the oil company for not being proactive in helping residents despite knowing the dangers present in the air early on.
Exxon knows what chemical compounds are in their pipelines. They knew that we were being poisoned by the fumes that we were breathing in, and anyone that could smell that smell should have been evacuated.
Linda Lynch says there was a growing sense of helplessness as residents independently pursued health care options about the dangers they were facing. She called a hotline set up by the Attorney General's office and was given another number.
They told me to call the hotline for Exxon. I said, I've already done that. I said, this number was given out over the TV news. And I said, we were told to call this number, and I'm calling it. And she said, well, we'll just have to refer you back to the Exxon hotline. And that's all I got out of it.
Lynch says after weeks of headaches, nausea, and chest pressure, she went to an emergency room in Little Rock.
From what I understand, I think she was the head doctor over the ER, came in and informed me that she had called the health department, and the health department had told them that there was no danger. We were in no danger of breathing this stuff.
Previously, Faulkner County Judge Alan Dodson, Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr, and Mayflower Mayor Randy Holland had recommended seeing specialists if people weren't satisfied with their general practitioners. Another neighbor, Geneva Long, lives near the cove of Lake Conway where oil pooled after running through storm drains. She says finding specialists and the financial costs made that a difficult burden.
As far as I have been informed, that there are no specialists in the state of Arkansas that are specialized to deal with these chemicals and the exposure. We have to basically contact our doctor and pay a pretty good chunk of change just to get the testing sent down here, and then we, as an individual, have to pay for the lab work. Well, in financial constraints, that's not possible.
All of the residents we spoke with, including Linda Lynch, agreed that ExxonMobil should bear the responsibility of looking into health concerns.
Why didn't Exxon set up something for us here, for us to go, where we wouldn't have to pay for it? You see what I'm saying? Why didn't they take the initiative? If you feel like that you are sick from the oil, even though we're telling you you're not going to be sick from it, we've got somebody here to talk to you.
Lynch says groups like the Faulkner County Citizens Advisory Group have held numerous well-attended meetings, but no government or ExxonMobil officials have ever come to listen to concerns.
Not a one. I haven't seen an Exxon representative. I haven't seen a city official. I haven't seen a county official, and they've all been invited. Nobody says you have to talk. Just come and listen to what we have to say and our concerns. And we're not out to get anything. We just want things made right. You know, everybody's filing lawsuits. My family hasn't got involved in that yet. We're starting to think about it.
Bogard said she feels bewildered about what happened and why they weren't among residents evacuated and put up in hotels.
They need to take, I don't know how you want to say it, just take care of it, because the way they did us come in and lie to us, that everyone around here should have been evacuated, you know, not just that this little small area in the subdivision, you know. Well, we're right on the other side of the subdivision, you know, we're breathing it. We didn't have oil running through our yard, but we were breathing it.
ExxonMobil, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, and the Environmental Protection Agency have been conducting air testing and insist levels of chemicals in the air have been safe. But the residents say other outside groups have told them otherwise, and that only time will tell if they are exposed to dangerous levels of toxins, leading toward long-term health consequences. To view a video of our interviews with the residents of Mayflower and to see a photo slideshow, visit our website at KUAR.org. Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.